We made it. Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is episode one of LeMayday Limelight. I am your creative hostess with the mostest, Sharik LeMay. I have my co-host,
J Penn. You know what it is.
You know what it is.
And we're on the air.
It's here. It happened.
I'm so excited that we finally made this happen.
Yes.
We've been talking about this for a long time.
We have.
And here we are. We came up with a concept of creating a show that was positive, uplifting, that gave you the real facts.
Right.
You know, and shed some light on some pretty important things.
Right, both in front of the scenes, behind the scenes, between the scenes, wherever you want to be. Let us be your creative Regis and Kelly. That's what we're here for. Because we're also going to be having special guests.
Yeah, we'll have special guests on the show every week. From multiple industries who are going to give you tips and insiders on what they do.
Yeah.
And how to be a better creative person.
And how to be just a better human overall, because that's what we need in 2018. Mm-hmm. So I've known you for quite some time now. We met through the amazing Miss Keisha Sullivan, so shout out to her for bringing us together. And you have just been doing a lot in the PR scene. You've been into your fashion. You've designed. You've done it all.
Yeah.
You've done editing for SoCal Magazine. Shout out to them.
Shout out to SoCal Mag.
LeMayday is also going to be featured with them. So, what else do you do? You do so much.
I mean, you know, I work in the PR circuit here in LA. So in publicity, entertainment, lifestyle. Like you said, I used to be in the fashion industry, primarily in footwear.
So I just found out about.
Yeah, I had my own footwear brand. So I got to connect people in that world, in that industry. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, on a journalistic side, I used to write for the LA Fashion Magazine, and now I'm with SoCal Mag. And so, you know, I have had, within the span of my career, multiple creative outlets.
Right.
You know, and now where I'm at a place where, like, well, I've got a lot of things to share.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I just have to thank you, because a platform like LeMayday has allowed me to do that, has allowed me to be what you like to call a creative correspondent. And I had the opportunity to interview some amazing people on the red carpet.
Josh goes down on the red carpet.
You know what I mean? So it's just, I mean, thank you for creating LeMayday and creating something that people like me get to share.
Absolutely. That's what LeMayday is all about. I came up with the concept of creating this platform just because I noticed that there were so many talented people within my circle that were just looking for something, looking for an outlet in order to put their creativity out there in the light. And in the height of the, you know, the current entertainment world that we live in, with all the reality shows and all of the negativity that you see on social media, it was just very important for me to do something positive and write my love letter to creative and artistic souls. That's our tagline, by the way.
Okay.
In case you didn't know. So, I mean, yeah, it's February, it's 2018. We've gone through a month.
Yeah.
How's it been?
So yeah, we've gone through our first month of 2018, and honestly, like, I feel great.
Yeah.
I'm really excited about this year. The number 8 is a good round number. It's a good whole number.
That it is.
It also, in some cultures, signifies infinity. So it's like closing things out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I just feel really good about this year. I think 2017 was very rough for a lot of people, and I think a lot of people put in a lot of work. And I think this year we're gonna see a lot of the sowing of the oats of the things that we put into play last year. So I'm really looking forward to what this year has.
So funny that you just said that, because you're talking about wholeness and infinity, and I'm turning a whole 30 this year.
Come on,
your girl's 30. Turning 30, and I'm not mad. It's a little
welcome to the club.
It's a little overwhelming. So
life gets better. Just so y'all know.
So I have some creative things I want to do as I become of age into the 30s club. So be on the lookout for that as well. But I agree. I think this year, so far, it started off extremely positive. For those of you who follow LeMayday, we just had our third annual positive party at the beginning of January. The footage is on LeMayday.com, but it was just always a good welcoming way to start off the year. We like to focus on creating your one word for the years, just so that you're not really staticky and you kind of can be focused on that one thing and let that guide you throughout the rest of the year without putting too many expectations on yourself. So my one word was obsession.
Mm-hmm.
Obsession for me is just about being obsessed. I mean, what do you do when you're obsessed with something? You think about it constantly, you put act to it constantly. You can't do anything else but be obsessed with what that is that you want. And I needed to be more obsessed with a few things in my life, you know, this being one of them, as well as my love life, my family life, my money life.
Okay.
All of that needed to happen. So that was my one word. And I know that you frequent the positive party.
Yes.
What was yours?
Yes. So my one word year is, this is the year of magic for me. My year started off magical, and I want the rest of the year to be magic. And what I mean by that is creating or positioning your life in a way so that you can create those moments, to make the moments in your life really memorable. You know, I think magic is a memorable thing. It's not like, you know, I'm not a wizard. I'm not making things, you know, float and levitate. Right. It's not about that. It's just, it's a feeling of magic. Like, you know, you do that by appreciating the work that you do, appreciating the people around you, mm-hmm. getting to really fully dive into any experience that you're doing, whether you're out with your friends, you're spending time with family, you're with a loved one, whether you're working, whether you're just out and about in the time. Take in the experience for what it is, and I think that's what's really going to drive you to have a magical year. That's what I want. You know, I want everything I do to feel magical, and I'm going to position and align myself so that the rest of my year goes that way.
Well, you know what? I'm going to hold you accountable to that.
Okay.
And I'll hold me accountable.
To be obsessed. So you be obsessed with my magic.
You be magic. I be obsessed.
Okay.
And that's what it is. So, yeah, that's going into everything that we love and what we want to do for 2018. Mm-hmm. So make sure you're following us and you're following our movement. Let us know if there's anybody you guys want us to interview, anything you want to talk about, have a discussion about. Subscribe, follow, comment, stuff that you already know how to do. So go ahead and do that. And we're going to talk about some of our highlight topics for the year. So
highlight topics.
Our very first highlight topics, which comes at a very good time because award season is here. Mm-hmm.
There's a lot happening in Hollywood.
A lot of premieres, a lot of exciting things leading up to the summer. So first of which is the Grammys that just happened
this weekend. Yeah.
I watched it for once. I actually physically sat there and watched it. And overall, it was a good Grammy.
Yeah.
I was pleasantly surprised. Okay. Blue Ivy gave me my entire life.
Blue Ivy was everything at the Grammys. She was the highlight of the Grammys.
It was one of those things I watched and I knew that I was like, that's going to be a moment that's going to go viral for sure.
That's a meme. That's a gift.
I love the creativity that everybody is putting into it too. They liked it. She was like, chill, bro.
Yeah.
But the Grammys overall was good. Shout out to Bruno Mars. Speaking of magic, 24-karat magic.
Yeah.
Golden for him. So he walked away with all of the awards. I'm really proud of him. I think because too, it seems like when he first came out, it was kind of the typical, like maybe the label was controlling his movement, so to speak.
Yeah.
And he was way more poppy. And now he went to the other side and he got down and soulful with the people. And it's really a major, major hit for him.
Yeah.
So I was happy to see him go away with his awards. Thick Anna gave me my life.
Thick Anna, honestly,
I was never a huge fan, but I love that she's just owning it.
Yeah.
You know, like, I was like, oh, she's like my size.
Rihanna looks, I thought she looked great. She was dancing. I know she got a lot of bad feedback. A lot of people were going in on Rihanna on Twitter claiming that it was a bad performance.
I thought she looked good. She was genuinely having
what
fun.
Did you want her to do? Jump through fire hoops? Rihanna did good. Leave
she
the girl
alone.
She
did great. That was one of the highlights. Of course, Kendrick. I mean, come on, man.
Yes, Kendrick is awesome.
Kendrick killed it with the Dave Chappelle coming in. It was overall a really good thing. I'm not really into the fashion like you are, Josh, but I was more so into the performances and things like that. Was there any fashion things that you saw?
Cardi B did her thing. I loved Cardi B's look. A lot of people hated it. A lot of people said that her red carpet look looked like the wrapping of a cupcake.
Without the cupcake.
But I thought she looked good. Now, I don't want to be biased because I'm friends with her stylist. Shout out to my boy Colin Carter.
Oh, hey.
But Cardi, to me, looked amazing. She's having a magical year.
Right.
So, you know, to me, she's the one who really stood out on the red carpet. Yeah.
Dope. Yeah, and shout out to Cross Colors, too, because they're making their comeback for real. I knew it was coming, but when I saw the finesse video and all that, I said, oh, they did that. Cardi probably don't even know what Cross Colors is. How old is she?
Cardi's in her 20s. She's in her early 20s. So she was wearing Cross Colors and then some custom Moschino. To compliment the outfit. Yeah.
That was a dope. So shout out to your homie. Are we gonna have him or on the
Yo, Colin, call me.
We need call you me. Here.
All right.
We need we got all chat. Of that. So that was dope. So Grammys, y'all did a good job this year. It was a good improvement from the last years. And then what else is
The Black Panther premiere in Hollywood was this week. The theme was African royalty. When I tell you that the red carpet looks from everybody.
I'm speechless.
To the nines.
Just speechless. We did have our couple of people that, mm-hmm. and like I said, I'm not the fashion expert.
Right.
But I am cultivated in the culture. And some of it was questionable, but overall, the theme of it was excellent. Mm-hmm. You know, I...
Just opulence. Excellent. Regal. My girl, Royal. Janelle Monáe, in this beautiful gown that she was wearing and her crown cocked to the side. Like, Janelle, man. You did it, mommy. You did man. It. I love it.
Auntie Angela. Uh-huh. Auntie Angela yes. Bassett, she's mm-hmm. one of my idols. I just, everything about her essence, mm-hmm. her glow, she that yellow. With,
yeah.
Oh my God. I'm telling y'all, you guys, I'm so speechless and I'm yes. so excited for the movie. It's coming out in a couple weeks.
Yeah.
I'll probably be talking about it for a very, very long time.
Yeah.
But that's okay. So yeah. that was pretty dope. Mm-hmm. Shout out to everybody who was a part of that. The purple carpet. Just the whole thing looked really good.
Yeah.
And we know some of the people, so guarantee you, we will be getting our behind the scenes and in front of the scenes people on this show to talk about some of the creativity that goes on to even red carpets. We've been on plenty of them. They're crazy.
Yeah. We got to shed the light.
That's what we're going to be doing. Mm-hmm. And then I know we have something else very special coming up this year.
Janet Jackson.
Mama.
Essence Festival released the lineup this year. Yeah. And Janet, the Queen, is the headliner for Essence Festival this year in my hometown, New Orleans. Shout out to my 504 folks. And I'm really excited. Like, I mean, I think...
No, his excitement level, I got a phone call.
I hollered. I was on the brink of tears.
I got a phone call, like, so...
I booked my flight the same day.
It's already
That's how serious I was.
I'm happy for you, friend.
But, and not just her, it's, we forgot Erykah Badu on the...
Jill Scott,
oh Xscape, Blackstreet, MC Light, Snoop Dogg.
Yeah.
H.E.R., mm-hmm. Daniel Caesar, mm-hmm. Division. I mean, that's just... I'm just brushing the surface.
The lineup is crazy this year. So crazy this year. If you guys can go, please do. Mm-hmm. I'm going to try. I have some things going on in my life, but I definitely want to be in the building. But, you know, hopefully we have some cameras
yeah,
here.
Yeah, definitely.
Following you around. Because you for sure can be
I'm all up in there.
All up in it.
All up in
and
there.
And we're going to be at Essence Fest. So yeah. be on the lookout for that. I'm super excited.
And I want to highlight the fact that it's already looking like it's projecting that this year might actually sell out. And Essence has been, I don't want to say struggling, but ticket sales haven't been what they have been in mm-hmm. years past. Mm-hmm. But I think it has... partial to do, I mean, obviously with the great lineup, but partially the success of the film Girls Trip last year.
Absolutely.
You know?
So shout out to all of those people.
Regina Hall, Queen Latifah.
Tiffany Haddish.
That was, I mean, that year really, that movie set off her year that year. And they took a girls trip. They went to Essence Fest. Mm-hmm. And the beautiful thing about the movie was it highlighted their experience there and the actual girls trip. And I think that's unique in how that affects the economy by seeing minorities in media, by seeing them in these roles, and just seeing, like, you know, women can have a great time at events like this. And I think that's really going to affect the outcome of ticket sales this year.
I think that's awesome. And it's just so much of a good PR thing to mm-hmm. have.
Yep.
You know, like, that's the ultimate PR. Have a whole movie where you go to Essence Fest.
Yeah.
That's dope.
It was a breath of fresh air.
So we need to do a Coachella movie or something.
There you go. Okay.
But that would be so amazing. That's really good that you brought that up. There's just a lot of Black star power, urban star power that's really coming to the forefront in all of these events that we just mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely looking like a great year for creativity and positivity within all the community. So I love it. I'm excited about it. Are you excited?
Hell yes.
Lemonade and Limelight is here.
Yes.
We can go on a tangent, as you can see, but definitely, definitely keep us in tune with what you guys have coming up. If you know of any dope creatives that have dope, amazing things coming up and campaigns, we want to hear about it. We're not just about what's on the super, super high level of creativity. We also want to know what's going on behind the scenes. So
the little folks.
Absolutely.
You know? Yeah.
So thank you for tuning in to this very first episode. We have a lot more in store for you all. Again, I am Sharik LeMay.
I'm J-Pin. You can find me at J-Pin Notes on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook.
Right. And I'm Sharik LeMay. That's my real name. It's You just see and it on the screen.
That's also her social media handles.
Everything is Sherique LeMay. Yeah. Make sure you're subscribing. Make sure you're following our Facebook and Instagram pages. We're going to follow back. We're not bougie like that.
Yeah, we're not bougie.
We love you all.
Yeah, and so, we'll highlight you, whatever you have going on. And if it's something really dope, something really positive, mm-hmm. we'll shout you out. We'll put it on our gram. We're still building our numbers, granted, but we're going to get to that place right. where we are the go-to place for positive, creative things happening in
Absolutely.
Your world.
Amen. Mm-hmm. So thank you again, and catch us next time.
Yeah, we're going to have a very special guest next week. Should I tell him?
No, we're going to go tell him. We're going to right. see. Also, just before we go, definitely shout out to Opulent Studios. This is where we're having our Lemayday Limelight for here on forward. Mm-hmm. Also, the Good League, which is a great organization that gives back to the creative community here in Los Angeles. So make sure you check them out. Website will be listed below as well.
And shout out to SoCal Magazine, who is just about to release their very first issue for 2018. We did an amazing introspective on 8 individuals. People across multiple industries on who's next in 2018.
Josh been doing good things.
Okay.
But thank you guys, and we'll catch you next week.
Follow us.
Yes.
Lights out.